Blog Talk Radio.
Good day to all of you, and welcome to the All About Jesus broadcast, coming to you live from HNLC Studios on Blog Talk Radio every second and fourth Tuesday of every month. I would like to introduce to some and present to others, by the grace of God, your host of the All About Jesus broadcast, Minister Ruth Ellis.
Glory to God. Glory. Oh, we thank you, Jesus. We thank you for your goodness. We thank you for your mercy. Oh, you are Sia Mahaya. You are faithful. We love you so much. We thank you for this day. Praise the Lord in radio land and all of you that are online. God bless you today, for this is the day that our Lord has made, and every day that he gives us is a precious gift. We celebrate, I celebrate life, liberty, and the pursuit of freedom in Christ Jesus. Oh, St. Luke 2:10. I said St. Luke, write it down, 2:10. The angel said to them, "Do not be afraid, for behold, I bring you good tidings of great joy, which is to all people. For there is born to you this day in the city of David a Savior, who is Christ the Lord." Oh, glory to God. "This shall be a sign for you," and it says that you'll find the baby wrapped in swaddling clothes, lying in a manger. And suddenly there was an angel and a multitude of heavenly hosts of angels praising God and saying, "Glory to God in the highest, almighty God, and hallelujah, peace and goodwill toward all mankind on the earth." Well, Pastor, why are you talking about this now? It's not Christmas. Hey, we need to celebrate him every day. Celebrate the fact that Jesus was born, and hallelujah, and he came for you and for I. Blessed be the God and Father of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, who has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in the heavenly places of Christ. Ah, yes, you and I, and whosoever will. John 3:16 and 17. You and I have been chosen in him before the foundation of the world, that we should be holy and without blame before Jesus and his love. But God, who is rich in mercy because of his great love for mankind, in which he loved us and gave himself for us. Ah, my Lord, my Lord. This is a time to celebrate. Oh, it's a lot going on. Yes, it is. It's a lot going on. But you know what? It's a lot going on in heaven, too. Ah, thank you, Jesus. We want to praise him and give him all the glory that he so richly deserves. Thank you, Lord. We are God's workmanship. Did you know you are God's workmanship? Chose you before the foundations of the world. He knew your name before you even got here. Glory to God. Our God, but our God. Good work, goodness in you and in me. He chose us as his special gift of life. Yes, the world is trying to wipe out life. They celebrating death and all the ugliness and all the filthiness and all the low down stuff. Oh, they come behind. Glory to God. They are celebrating. But you know what? We have a right to celebrate Jesus. And we thank him for his many blessings. Renee, I'm about to jump up off of this seat when I think of the goodness of Jesus and all that he has done for me. How are you, daughter?
I am blessed.
Morning. Or this day, because there's time frames in different ones. I just want to say this to you. I've been missing the little one for a while. Are you okay, sweetheart?
All is well in Jesus' name. You know, sometimes,
right.
Oftentimes, Jesus went up into the mountain to pray.
That's right.
And when he would go into the mountain to pray,
he got alone. Yes.
And fellowship with his Father.
Yes.
He was by himself, and he often
yes.
stayed
yes.
for a very long time.
Yes.
Sometimes the whole day.
Yes.
And sometimes God will tell you to do things that may not necessarily make sense.
Mm-hmm.
But he wants you to get yourself in a place where there are no distractions.
No distractions.
And it's just you and him.
Yes.
And he wants you to hear what he has to say.
Yes.
And in order to do that, sometimes we have to be quiet.
Be quiet.
And be still.
Yes.
Because when God came to Elijah, when he was in that cave, there was an earthquake, but God wasn't in the earthquake.
He wasn't in the earthquake.
There was fire. But
mm-hmm.
God wasn't in the fire.
God wasn't in the fire.
After all of those things, it was a still small voice.
A still small
that voice. Came to him.
Yes.
And sometimes he wants us to get away.
Yes.
And just be alone with him.
Yes.
While he works things out in us.
While he, yes.
And around us. So
yes.
you asked me, how am I faithing?
Are you? Yes, how's that faith going on?
My faithing today is, my God is awesome.
Yes, he is.
He can move all mountains,
mm-hmm.
and he could keep me in the valley.
Yes, yes.
And he hides me from the rain.
He's an awesome God.
My God is
yeah.
awesome.
Ooh, yes, he is awesome.
He heals me
yes,
when
he
I am broken.
Yes.
And gives me strength where I am weak. And
yes.
Forever he will reign.
Yes.
My God is awesome.
Oh, that's good faith.
He is awesome.
Yes.
He is so awesome.
Amen.
Awesome. My God is awesome.
Well, that's good news right there, my sis. Let me say this. You know, until God says, you know, sometimes God has us in holding patterns. I observed when planes were taken off and I had the opportunity to fly. And I was wondering why were we sitting so long on the ground there? What was going on? And the plane that was previous, the one that I was on, was waiting, ooh, glory to God, waiting for instructions to take off. And for whatever reason, I guess, you know, the sky is full, they had to wait until they got the all clear. And so there we are in a holding pattern. We are learning how to stand still and see the salvation of the Lord. And when God says all clear, then we may proceed now. But mm-hmm. darling, while we're waiting, we're going to do what we know to do. And one of the things that we want to make sure we do, we want to greet our family, our radio family, our those on the line. We want to give honor to whom honor is due. We want to thank God for our spiritual leaders and our sponsors who makes this platform available for us. We are so grateful. Also, my love, please give our listeners the necessary information, numbers, and the things that they need. We want to, they may want to contact the ministry, Apostle Charles, and they also may want to bless the ministry. So we want to get that information. So, my darling, would you go ahead while we're waiting to proceed? Go ahead and give that information. Thank you, darling.
Amen. Amen. Truly, we give glory and honor and homage and reverence to our Lord and Savior, Jesus the Christ, the Almighty God, the Living God, the one who sustains our lives and is great and rich in mercy,
yes,
grace,
is.
And loving kindness.
Yes.
And we want to thank the listening audience for bearing with us and
coming
back to hear and taking time out of their day to be able to hear the word of God. And hear what thus saith the Lord on today, in this moment.
Praise God.
We
yes.
give honor and recognition to our pastors, Chief Apostle
yes.
Dr. Prince A. Miles and Pastor Lady Monica R. Miles of the International
yes.
Gospel Deliverance Center Church. And we
mm-hmm.
also give respect and honor and recognition to our sponsors, our covering
Amen.
Of Harvest New Life Church International.
Yes. Yes.
Apostle Charles E. Ellis and Pastor Patty Ellis of Plano, Texas, who
That's
has
right.
afforded us this platform to be able to
Woo.
Bring forth the Word
God
of God for you.
Yes.
At this time on the second and fourth Tuesday of every month. And if you have any prayer requests or praise reports of breakthrough or healings and or miracles that have happened in your lives as you have been touched by this ministry, please feel free to email the ministry at harvestnlc1@gmail.com.
Yes.
That is harvestnlc1@gmail.com. Or you can call and leave a message or text area code 214-897-9554. Again, that is area code 214-897-9554. Or you can contact Harvest New Life Church, the ministry, and Apostle Charles E. Ellis via the website of harvestnewlifechurch.com. Please feel free to use those resources and Feel free to revisit the messages and things that have come forth in the past for your studying convenience. And we bless all of you, and we thank you for your support. Amen.
Yes, we do. Yes, we do. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, thank you for another day. And every day that you give us, we see it as a precious gift of life. New opportunities, new mercies, newness of life in Christ Jesus. Father, we truly thank you. We thank you for Jesus, for all that he has done for us. You're a loving Savior who willingly died, willingly gave your life, willingly paid full price for our sins. Jesus, you paid it all, and all to you I owe. You said, whosoever will, come unto me. You did not exclude anyone who is willing to let you care for them. Woo, glory to God. To love them, to protect them, to bless them. Oh, the entire family can come to God. Dear Jesus, please have mercy on all of us. We are in desperate need for more of you. We need you as never before. We are seeing things and hearing things that are unheard of, things that we have never seen before. And Lord, help us. Your precious word says, Matthew 11:28-30, it says, if anyone hears my voice and is reaching out for my help, you said, come unto me, all of you that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. Take my yoke, my word, upon you and learn from me. You said, you're gentle. Yes, you are, Lord. You're lowly in heart. And whosoever will find rest for your soul. For he said, my yoke is easy. Oh, glory to God. And my burden is light. Thank you, dear Lord, for this great opportunity to become a part of this royal family of believers. Come into my heart, Lord Jesus, today. I'm so sorry for all the things that I have done wrong. And I believe in you. I receive you in my heart. And I make my confession by my mouth, the words of my mouth, that I am saved in Jesus' name. Amen. Glory to God. I pray Amen. That somebody prays that prayer with me. Renee, Amen. Go forward there.
Yes, you know, for all of those who prayed that prayer of repentance, welcome to the family of God.
Welcome.
You know, heaven is celebrating. And they are having a celebration on your behalf. Welcome
yes.
to the royal family, the royal priesthood,
yes.
the holy nation, the peculiar
yes.
people. And
yes.
We rejoice with you. And for those who rededicated your life to our Lord and Savior Jesus the Christ, we say welcome home.
Welcome home.
Truly.
Sons and daughters.
God is good
yes.
all the time.
All the time. All the time. Sweetheart, I feel a praise break coming on. Let's do that right now. Hey.
Hallelujah.
Ooh, the kingdom of heaven
Glory
has been
to
increased.
God.
Glory
yes.
to God.
Hallelujah.
Oh, we thank you, Lord, for
Amen.
Your goodness.
Thank you, Father.
We thank you, right. right now in Jesus' name. Renee, I am so excited. I am so excited about the continuation of those perfect jewels, those perfect gems, those perfect treasures, and perfect principles that have been studying.
Psalm 23 has been the 23rd Psalm has become such a refreshing passage of scripture since we have been studying the 30 perfect things that are found in Psalm 23. And Psalm 23 only has 6 verses, but who would have thought that there were 30 perfect things hidden in that psalm for the people of God? And today we will be talking about the perfect protection. We will be talking about perfect protection, where verse 4 of Psalm 23, the second part of it, where it says, I will fear no evil.
Yes.
You know, that's perfect protection by the good shepherd.
By the good shepherd.
Yes.
Amen. Amen. You know, I was looking into the concordance of Strong's. And you know, we know that when the Lord says something one time, we know it's very important. When He says it two times, we better pay attention. When He says it three times, we really better pay attention. Mm-hmm. The reason why I'm saying that is when I looked into the Strong's exhaustive concordance, and I looked up the word fear, there are over 400 scriptures relating to fear. And there are 365 days and sometimes that leap year gives them an extra. Every single day we have a scripture to match, to help us not to fear. Mm-hmm. Now, if it's in there over 400 times about fear, is that this is food for thought here. Is that a suggestion? Do not fear.
God says fear not. When He says fear not, that's not an option.
That's not an option. That's a command.
Yeah.
And when we don't do it, what is it when we don't follow the word of God? All disobedience is what?
Yeah, sin.
It's sin.
Yeah.
And so every day God tells us not to fear. God is so adamant. He is so unyielding. He is so unshakable when it comes to the word fear, because He wants His children to trust in Him.
That brings to mind scripture where it says, without faith, it is impossible to please God.
It's impossible.
And faith is belief.
And when God says,
fear not, that means He's telling you, trust me.
Yes.
You know who I am. You know my ability.
You
know that nothing is impossible for me.
Yes.
I have told you this over and
over and over again and again.
So get out of your humanness.
What is our problem?
And get into the supernatural.
The supernatural. The
spiritual. Recognize me for who I am.
Yes.
And trust me.
Come up. come up higher. Yes. Fear is the opposite of faith. Fear comes from the enemy. Faith comes from God. If we would use those acrostics that they use to say what fear is and what faith is, fear is false evidence appearing real. It's destructive. It's dealing with darkness. It's dealing with death. It's dealing with the negative. It's dealing with the devil. Now, we know that we have intelligence, and we're not going to stick our hand in a socket or do things that's stupid. We know there's a healthy type of fear. The acrostic for faith is forsaking all the words and different things that people come up with. I trust, taking all. I trust him. Faith is positive. Faith is constructive. Faith brings light. Faith always wins. Light always wins. So it's really important. Now, I want to, because the time's moving really fast, I want to get into the protection. The Lord said, "What? How did that scripture go on that fourth verse?" I had given you of Psalm.
Oh, Psalm 91.
I will. Mm-hmm, no, not yet. I will fear no evil. That's Psalm
the fourth verse
23.
In Psalm 23. Yes, I will fear no evil.
I want all of us to say that. I will fear no evil. And next week we'll deal with why. Let's deal with the word protection. Protection can be a covering, being defended, being guarded, being shielded, protection. And one of the main areas that I want to get into today is the one regarding where all of saints, all of us need to live, is Psalm 91. And that scripture has 16 verses. Before I do that, and I hope that you have a chance to write these down. I have given you, let's go with 2 Timothy. We may not be able to read these all, but 2 Timothy 1 and 7. God has not given us, do you have that with you, darling?
Yes, 2 Timothy chapter 1. Verse 7,
yes,
it says, "For God did not give us a spirit of timidity, of cowardice,
fear.
Of craven and cringing and fawning fear, but he has given us a spirit of power and of love,
spirit of power.
And of
spirit
calm,
of love.
And of calm and well-balanced mind and discipline and self-control."
And that sounds like peace. Perfect peace to me. Amen. We have another scripture, Deuteronomy 32:35-43. Deuteronomy, we may not have a chance to read all of that because I want to get in 91. Will you pick out just a few of those verses, the main verses that I would like to bring out? Deuteronomy. And do that in the King James.
Okay. Beginning at verse 35, it says, "To me," God is talking here, "to me belongeth vengeance and recompense. Their foot shall slide in due time, for the day of their calamity is at hand, and the things that shall come upon them make haste. For the Lord shall judge his people and repent himself for his servants, when he seeth that their power is gone and there is none shut up or left. And he shall say, where are their gods, their idols, their rock
their
in whom
idol.
They trusted, which did eat the fat of their sacrifices and drank the wine of their drink offerings? Let the little g gods rise up and help you, and let them be your protection, God says. He says, see now that I, even I am he, and there is no God with me. I kill and I make alive. I wound and I heal. Neither is there any that can deliver out of my hand. For I lift up my hand to heaven and say, I live forever.
And we serve a powerful God, one and only. But everybody wants to follow them and serve these little G-gods, these little G-gods that idols can't talk, they can't walk, they can't heal, they can't do anything. Oh, God, help us. All right, what does Luke 10, 18 and 20, 18 and 20 to 20 says?
Luke 10, verses 18 through 20 from the Amplified Classic Edition. It says, and he said to him, Jesus is talking here, I saw Satan falling like lightning from heaven.
I saw Satan fall, yes, like
behold,
lightning from heaven.
He said, behold.
Satan got kicked out of heaven, y'all. Uh-huh. Go ahead.
He said, behold, in verse 19, I have given you authority and power to trample upon serpents and scorpions, and physical and mental strength and ability over all the power that the enemy possesses, and nothing shall in any way harm you.
So Jesus.
Then he says, nevertheless, do not rejoice at this, that the spirits are subject to you, but rejoice that your names are enrolled in heaven.
That's what we need to be celebrating about. But Satan got kicked out of heaven. And so why do people want to serve a loser, someone who, something that is obsolete, something that has no power? The only power he has is what we the people give him. All right, another one I want to get in a little bit in Psalm 91. Would you go to Psalm 91? 1 through 16. Now, in that first verse, it says, he that dwelleth in the secret place. That's perfect protection in the secret place. That's perfect perfection. What does verse, it says, talk about the shadow. Read that one.
From the Amplified, it says, he who dwells in the secret place of the Most High shall remain.
Shall remain.
They shall
right?
remain stable and fixed under the shadow of the Almighty, whose power no foe can withstand.
No enemy can withstand that. A shadow, actually, the shadow that the Lord puts out for us. It is a shield. It can cover us from the heat, and it can protect us. Perfect protection. What about refuge in verse 2, 4, and 9?
I will say of the Lord, he is my refuge and my fortress. My God, on him I lean, and on him I rely, and in him I confidently trust.
And that's perfect. That's a hiding place. A hiding place. We can hide in God. That's why Psalm 91 is so important. What about deliverance in verse 3?
It says, for then he will deliver you
from
the snare of the fowler and from the deadly pestilence. Verse 4 says, then he will cover you with his pinions,
with
his feathers.
Wings. His okay.
Under his wings shall you trust and find refuge. His truth and his faithfulness are a shield and a buckler.
Yes. Even the buckler is you got a big shield, and the buckler is a little shield, a small shield. Okay? What does verse 5 says, why don't you read verse 5?
It says, you shall not be afraid
Come on.
Of the terror of the night.
Oh, my goodness.
Nor of the arrow, the evil plots, and the evil slanders of the wicked that flies by day.
So we've got to really work on ourselves. Because every time you look at TV and you see these people demon-possessed and full of the devil coming up and killing people and just doing all kind of evil things, you know that is not from God. But God tells us to do what? You shall not be afraid of the terror by night or the weapons and so on that happen in the daytime. What about verse 6? What does that say?
It says, nor shall you be afraid of the pestilence that stalks in darkness,
my Lord,
nor of the destruction and sudden death that surprise and lay waste at noonday.
So we got pests, we got pestilence, we got darkness, we got destruction. God said, you shall not be afraid of these things. Why? And we'll, next week we'll know exactly why. What about verse 7? Now, keep this in mind. This is all dealing with perfect protection. Psalm 91. If you don't have your Bible open, or you need to read that psalm before you even go out of your house, you need to read that psalm and put that word down in your spirit. All of us need to put that word. We had a situation where there was a storm coming up, and we prayed that prayer, Psalm 91, over the family, and God turned that, reversed that storm. Soon as we finished praying, it was gone. It went on about its business. Glory to God. Verse 7, read that.
It says, 1,000 may fall at your side, and 10,000 at your right hand. But it shall not come near you. That is a promise from Almighty God Himself.
Uh-huh. And look at the
that
numbers.
That is a promise.
That is a promise. And what does the Bible say about the promises of God?
The promises of God are yea and amen.
They are yes. And amen. All right, let's look at verse 8. My time is running real quick.
It says, only a spectator shall you be yourself inaccessible in the secret place of the Most High.
There's that hiding place again.
The reward of the wicked.
Yes.
So in that hiding
place,
secret place, that hiding place,
yes.
We will be spectators.
Yes.
Verse 8 says, as you witness the reward of the wicked, that's a promise from God Himself.
Oh, don't fret yourself because of all this crazy stuff you see it going on. Oh, payday is coming, y'all. Payday is coming. What about 9 and 10?
The Lord says, because you have made the Lord your refuge and the Most High your dwelling place or your habitation, because you're in Him, there shall no evil befall you, nor any plague or calamity come near your tent or dwelling. Why?
Yes.
Because He gives His angels special charge.
That's right.
Over us.
Over us.
To accompany and defend and preserve us,
to keep us
in all of our ways of obedience and
ourselves.
Service.
Amen.
They shall bear us up on their hands, lest we dash our foot against a stone.
He don't even want us to hurt ourselves. Glory to God. Don't want even to hurt your foot. The 13 says we will be able to tread over lion and cobra and serpent. And 14 says that the name of the Lord. That's another. All of these things that I'm giving you are perfect Psalm 91. The name of the Lord. It's verse 14. It says the name of the Lord is protection, a strong tower. His presence. Just being in his presence in the time of trouble is protection, perfect protection. And then the last one, long life. He even will protect us from premature death, leaving up out of here before our time. This is the vitalness of this word of God. We need to stop taking God's word like we need to let that word get in us because it is alive forevermore. Glory to God. I think we got a few more minutes, and then I need to go ahead and we get into praise. I want you all to understand that you have been chosen, Radio Land. You have been chosen, those of you online. God loves you. He wants to keep you. He wants to protect you. He wants to love on you. He is altogether lovely, and he is full of glory. Renee, what say you, sweetheart?
I concur.
Woo!
There is no one that can compare to the almighty, powerful ability,
yes,
and essence of the almighty,
yes,
God.
Of the almighty God.
Who are we trusting in?
Come on now.
Is God absolute or is he obsolete?
Oh, my God.
Is our
my
faith
God.
In him absolute?
Mm-hmm.
Or is our faith in him obsolete?
Have mercy.
Are we
it better not
trusting in the one who is,
mm-hmm,
who was, and who is to come?
And who is
and is
back?
He absolute?
He's
or
got
is
to
he
be absolute.
Obsolete.
He got to be absolute. Oh, we thank God for Jesus. Oh, Lord, we honor you today. We give your name the praise. The Lord bless you. The Lord keep you. The Lord make his beautiful face to shine upon you. The Lord be gracious unto you. And to help you to understand, all of us, about this perfect protection, we are strengthening our thought self and our thought mind that we will not walk in fear. This is not a suggestion from Almighty God when we walk in fear. Now, that doesn't mean that we just walk around bragging and boasting and I'm all of that and this and that. No, we're not talking about that. We're talking spiritual. We're talking spiritual. Lift up your head, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory to God, the King of glory shall come in. We bless your home today. We bless your household today. We speak healing over your body. Come on,
hallelujah,
baby, let's praise him.
Yes, glory to God. Hallelujah.
We
glory to your name, Lord.
We
bless your name. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy. You alone are worthy.